Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it. Think about it, Savior of the whole world,
giver of salvation.
By his stripes, I'm healed.
Good evening. How is everybody doing tonight? This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That is coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. What beautiful weather that we are having. Only one thing, if we can do away with that pollen. We're supposed to have some rain on Thursday, hoping that that will wash it all away. But other than that, the weather is beautiful. I love this time of year. And it's pretty much, it's not too hot and it's not too cold, right in the middle. But tonight we're going to talk about always be the best. Be the best that you can. Ephesians 4:1 says, I urge you to live a life worthy of your calling you have received. Be the best in all you can be. People tend to put on masks to hide who they really are. But Christians should be open and transparent and strive to be all that God meant them to be. Some people see no reason to try to live as a Christian lifestyle. They have tried to maintain the appearance of a Christian likeness. They sin, ask for forgiveness, and sin again until they felt the endless cycle made a mockery of God's forgiveness. They knew who they should be through the mercy and the power of Christ, but also know who they really are because of disobedience, sin, and self-centeredness. Do you know anybody like that? And I'm sure there's some at your church, not just a neighbor, not just a coworker, but in church. There are, however, many good reasons to persevere. Jesus loves you and wants you to be your friend. The love he has for you is greater than fluctuating emotions. His love is steadfast and constant. He puts his strength at the disposal and asks you to draw on his strength through prayer, meditation, and Bible study. As the love of Christ becomes an increasing reality in your life, your faith will grow and become powerful, a powerful force for good. And personal progress spiritually. Whatever seed you plant, he will make it grow. In 1 Corinthians 3:6, it says, I planted the seed, but God made it grow. Do any of you do any type of gardening? When you plant a flower, you sometimes put fertilizer on it, a miracle grow. But if you don't put those things and water it, it will die. That is the same thing that you will do if you, whatever seed that is planted in you, if you don't do nothing with it, nothing will become of it, it will die. If you have embraced Christ as your Savior and Redeemer, you need to grow spiritually to be half-headed in this regard. Is to court spiritually disaster. A meaningful spirit life needs to be disciplined and to surrender to the will of God. This discipline should not be a burden, but something that brings joy to your life. Yes, when you received Christ and became a new creature, you received joy in your heart. You felt different. You became a new person. You put away things that you didn't used to do before. Your prayer life should reflect also a willingness to pray according to the will of God and not according to the demand of your own heart. A disciplined prayer life will help you develop a way of thinking that is positive and spiritual. And you will gradually understand why Paul meant what he said, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Yes, you want to become a new creature. You want to do some things differently. You don't want to sin anymore. Growing into the image of Christ is not a spiritual hobby to occupy you in spare moments, but an absolute necessary necessity if you wish to develop a dynamic faith. Failure to grow in Christ results in a decline of your spiritual life. You'll need a strong spirit inspired by the Holy Spirit of God to keep your faith alive. Well, keeping your faith alive, you must have discipline. Discipline to not sin anymore, discipline to meditate and pray, read our Bible, go to Bible study, and go to church to worship him. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. That's 1 Peter 5:6. The extent of the commitment to God determines the quality of your spiritual life. When you understand this, you will be determined to live as God expects you to do. Be the best that you can. Commitment to God requires a willingness to do beyond an emotionally experience with Him and to become disciplined in your spiritual life. Without discipline, faith cannot grow. Just like we talk about that plant can't grow by itself. It needs water. It needs that soil. That's just like the Holy Spirit. You need God's God in your life in order to grow. Faith cannot grow, and you cannot effectively serve God without discipline. Many find it difficult to prove that love for God in a practical manner. It is easy to declare your love for God when the music is stirring and the sermon inspiring. However, to live in an environment among ungodly people and testify to your love for God, there requires discipline that goes far and beyond your emotion. Discipline means you pray when you do not feel like praying. Just like it says in Philippians, pray without ceasing. If possible, you should have a set time and place to meet with God. And nothing should stop you from keeping that appointment. That should be your most important appointment of the day. The same applies to Bible study and meditation in the presence of God. It is through discipline alone that you become a worthy disciple of the Master. At the Greater Piney Grove, they have a prayer that you can call in this number, and someone is always on the line every morning at 6 o'clock. And on Wednesday morning, our pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin, he comes on after the person had prayed on Wednesdays. It sometimes can be very difficult for me to wake up that time in the morning. But it's very easy because you can put it on mute and you can lay back down, dial the number, lay back down, and just listen. You can, you know how you can still be half asleep but still can hear it? And that's pretty much what most people do. They dial the number and listen. After it's over, I get another maybe 15 minutes of sleep, and then I get up and get ready for work. That's I'm trying to be committed because that's one way of me getting started in the morning. So by me dialing that number at 6 o'clock every morning. And now sometimes I oversleep. Sometimes I hit my snoozer button several times, and I go back to sleep. But the prayer is very powerful. There's different people that pray every day. But just knowing that so many other people on the line is receiving the word and also being encouraged and starting your day off with someone praying for you and also believing that God will answer those prayers. That's a great way of starting your day. I am sure that each one of you out there have your special time with God. What you do every day, it doesn't mean that you have to. And sometimes what I do, instead of getting up and going to my altar, I just lay right there and just meditate on God. Meditate and ask Him for His presence. Yes. We must have discipline in trying to do that on a daily basis. and also be the best that you can be. That's in our devotional tonight, but I have some announcement that will take up a few minutes, at least 10 or more minutes. But before I go on to the announcement, just remember the importance of taking time to meditate on God's word, pray without ceasing, and especially don't forget about others in your prayer. Love your neighbors as you would love yourself, and just knowing that God loves you, and so do I. Well, I want to talk about our trip to Savannah. I need you to spread the word. I'm going to be making some callings. I'm going to be doing some calling posts starting tomorrow. I'm going to call, and then I'll call every, I would say, for several days up until the 15th. We need our first deposit next week. We were talking about this trip for a while, but it took some time to get all of it together, and we wanted to make sure that everything was okay and had all the information, and I think that if you can get your money together, you'll enjoy this trip. Pass the, spread the word. You'll get some flyers. Sheila's going to be sending it by email. The ones that don't have emails, I'll send it to you by mail. And the other thing is just spread the word. This trip is not just for widows only. It's for family and friends. You can invite your family and friends. We don't want no little teeny-weeny baby on the trip. But you can bring children on the trip as well. Just be mindful that there will be lots of adults. So you don't want to bring real little children. You want to bring someone that can pretty much take care of themselves, where you, you know, babies you got to take care of. You also have to invite church members, family and friends, or whoever. We have to pack the bus. We need 40 people on that bus. And we want to make this a wonderful trip. We don't want to have to cancel this because of lack of attendance. But we're going to Savannah. We're going to do a tour. Historical district. We're going to be staying at a 4.5 star hotel. The hotel is called Stay Bridge Hotel. That's right downtown, East Bay Street, not too far, walking distance from the Riverwalk. The Riverwalk every weekend normally have vendors that are selling things, all different types of jewelry or whatever, painting, so many different things. There's so many restaurants on the walk. There's a candy store that you guys will really love. The candy stores have, you know, remember those old candy, Mary Jane squirrel nuts? Oh, yes, this candy store has all of those type candy. I always go there whenever I go to Savannah. Now, I'm sure all of you have heard about Paula Deen. Paula Deen is a famous restaurant. And a lot of people, when they go to Savannah, they want to go and eat at Paula Deen. It's soul food, but it's owned by a white person and her two sons. But it's well known. It's called Paula Deen. We're going to be eating there probably on Friday night. And the next day, we're going to go to Tybee Island. We're going to go to the beach. And after we come from the beach, we're going to go to a restaurant called Crab Shack. And that is some good seafood where you can sit down, get your fingers all, your hands all dirty. They have a big hole in the table where there's crab, sausage, potatoes, corn, really down home brawl. You could get fried foods also, but it's nothing like that down home brawl. Boy, it is good. So I'm excited about this trip. And we're going to do a little bit of touring in other historical places in Savannah. Savannah is known for the beautiful trees, like plantation-looking trees, and other historical area. So bring your family, friends, church members, or whoever. Pass the word. We'll get that flyer to you real soon. Really, it's going to be everyone that has an email. It will be sent by email. I know a few of you that do not have email, so just expect it to be in the mail. Sheila's supposed to work and finalize it by tomorrow. If I can get it in the mail, you'll get it by Saturday at the latest. It will have a due date of the 15th, but if sometime next week we can feel, we just need to make sure that we can nail down the number of people going on this trip. Let me talk about also the payment plan and the hotel occupancy. Now, if you decide that you want to, when you bring somebody with you or whatever, of course, it's a disadvantage to stay in the room by yourself because it costs a lot. But four to a room for this trip, four to a room is only $165 for this trip. Three payments. We need $55. We've already told you $75 before, but the payments is three payments at $55. That's including transportation and two nights. Three in a room is $195. That's $65 for each payment. If you chose that you just want you and one other person in the room, it's $255. That in three payments is $85. If you decide that you want to stay all by yourself, the transportation and hotel is $435. Three payments is $145. So those are the different payments and the dates on those payments. We need your first payment by next week, of course. That's your deposit. The deposit is not refundable after May 1st. The second payment will be May 1st. Third payment will be June 1st. And I know one important thing I haven't said is the date that we are traveling. But let me finish with the hotel. The first and deposit. The first payment need to be next week. The second payment is May 1st. Third payment is June 1st. And we are leaving. We are traveling June 7th, 8th, and 9th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be leaving at 7:30 on Friday morning, so we can be able to spend almost three complete days. Of course, we are going on a charter bus. And the charter bus is called Elite Tours. They're very well known, and the Greater Piney Grove has used them on many occasions. So pass the word, spread the word about the trip. That's not expensive at all. But just know, four to a room, $165. But just knowing that you're only going to be spending the night two nights, Friday and Saturday. I mean, the cheaper it is, the more money you can keep in your pocket. You will be responsible for your meals, your dinner. The hotel does serve a hot breakfast each morning. So you don't have to worry about breakfast. You'll be responsible for your dinner. And you probably have worry about dinner. And when you're traveling, you have a big breakfast. You might just need snacks and bring your own snacks because you want. When you're traveling, you very seldom eat three meals a day because you're touring and you're doing different things. If you have snacks in between, you only need your dinner paid for. So if you have any questions, give me a call if you have questions before you get the flyer by the email. I think that you will definitely enjoy this trip. Every trip that we have gone on, I have never heard a complaint. We've always stayed at a nice location, and pretty much things went well because God was there with us. We've had a great time. We've had so much fun. We have gone to Myrtle Beach, Orlando, to the Orlando Experience. Where did we go to first? We did another trip someplace else. This, I think, is going to be our fourth trip. I'm trying to think where. There's another place that we went, but I can't think of it right this second. But I hope that you all will be able to travel along with us. We got to get that bus filled. We need 40 passengers on that bus in order for it to be, so we won't lose the deposit and we won't have any problems as far as transportation. The hotel has lots of, have free hot breakfast, free Wi-Fi, business center, fitness center, outdoor swimming pool, complimentary laundry room, famous river street right across the river. That's the Riverwalk. So it's right in the midst of things in Atlanta. Well, it is 28 minutes. It's time for us to end the show. The next couple of shows, we will definitely have information regarding spring, maybe ways to be. Also, I was supposed to bring some information from FDIC. I wasn't able to get all of that together for tonight. But we will have some other things going on. We will be talking about different things starting next Tuesday. So tune in again next week, Tuesday, from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Be blessed and have a great week. And be blessed that you can be. Love you. Good night.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
He heals me when I'm broken.
His strength well.
can reach it. Forever here reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, I'm here. My God is awesome.